place called space. It's a pretty little place. It's a promise to try. Shining with yellow hair, I put my fingers through his silken hair and found a stair. And I don't waste time, I just walk right up and saw that up there. There is a sea up there. There's a sea up there. There's a sea, sees the possibility. There's no land but the land. There's no sea. But the sea,
of possibilities,
there's no keeper
up there.
Of the key,
there's a wall of
one
possibilities.
Possibilities,
up
one
there.
Possibilities,
there are several walls.
Possibilities,
of possibilities up there.
Sees the first
there
possibility was the sea around me. I'm standing there with my legs spread like a sailboat. I felt his hand on my knee. On the screen, and I looked at Johnny and handed him like a branch of coral flame in the heart of man. The waves were coming in like Arabian stallions, gradually lapping into seahorses. He picked up the blade and he pressed it against his smooth throat, spewing, and let it dip in. Veins dip in to the sea, to the sea of possibilities. Dip in,
it started hardening
sea,
in my hand
to the sea,
and I felt the arrows
of possibilities.
Of
I put my hand inside his cranium. Oh, we had such a brainiac, no more, but no more. There was a red stream. It went streaming through the sands like fingers, like arteries.
Sit between
like fingers.
The eyes of a horse.
Laid, pressing it against his throat.
Your eyes.
He opened his throat.
Your
vocal cords started shooting like
of a horse.
Their pituitary glands, the screaming made
in my heart
so high.
My heart
that nobody heard. No one heard that cry. No one
Johnny.
Heard the butterfly flapping in his throat. Nobody his fingers. Heard. He was on that bed. It was like a sea of jelly. And so he seized. First his vocal cords. The closest up. Possibility. Mad. Pituitary glands. It was a black tube. He felt himself disintegrated. Nothing happened. Go inside the black tube. Said when he looked out into everything deep, like saw this weekend thing. Bender wine humping on the pocket meat, leaning on the pocket meat, and in the sheets there was a man dancing around to a simple rock and roll song.
You're spooking the horses. They're wild and they're scared. And that bright colored makeup and those clothes that you wear. Well, I've seen you dancing last night beneath the trees. You're spooking the horses. You're scaring me. Where the road meets the highway, those bright city lights, they must have shone through your windshield and got into your eyes. I can hear the gears grinding where you make the turn. Up on that skyline, those headlights just burn. The horses go running. Spooking the horses, you're scaring me. spooking the horses. You're scaring me.
CKW 95.9 FM. Hey, there's a bit more of a positive set rather than the doom and gloom negative start we had to the show. So, but well, welcome back. It's the Night Danger Radio Show on CKW. It's episode number 341. I just called this episode anger, but it's not all angry. You know, we had to get off that for sure. But it's also the year of the horse on the Chinese zodiac. And because I found out, I looked it up, my birth year is makes me an ox. And so, yeah, I just played Big Sugar from their album 500 Pounds with a song called The Wild Ox Moan. I don't think that's how ox sound. Anyways, 1993, Hypnotic Records put it out. Good record, yes. The Rolling Stones before that with Wild Horses in the Year of the Horse. So the rest of these are horse songs. From Sticky Fingers, which came out in 1971 on Rolling Stones Records. We heard Corb Lund before that with Spookin' the Horses. From Songs My Friends Wrote from 2022, put out by New West Records. We heard The Cowboy Junkies before that with A Horse in the Country from maybe my, I think it's my favorite Cowboy Junkies record. It's called Black Eyed Man, came out in 92 on RCA Records. Hey, listen, just so you know, so I don't subscribe to the other, TV, I don't know, whatever they're called, streaming shows, you know, like, so in other words, I don't do like Netflix or anything like that yet. Maybe when I'm older and I ease off on listening to music 24/7. But anyway, the Cowboy Junkies went on Instagram a couple weeks ago and they said, hey, listen, our song, Sweet Jane, which is actually a Lou Reed cover, of course, is going to be featured on the grand finale of a television show called Stranger Things, which is a massively successful show. Like I know about this, although I've never seen 1 second of it. Excuse me. And I was at Christmas dinner, and my cousin, she was like, oh my God, Stranger Things is just the best show ever, and this and that. And so the Cowboy Junkies, you know, being on the finale of that Stranger Things show, I got to check, but I wonder if that song is charting again. Because what's happening is a lot of these popular TV shows will introduce songs from, you know, from way long ago before, and people may have not caught them, you know what I mean? Like, because they're too young, you know? And so I wonder if that's happening this time with Sweet Jane. I wonder if people are like, holy crap, that's a great song. So, you know, I think next week, by the way, next week I have a doctor appointment like 8:30 in the morning on Wednesday, so I'm going to do a pre-record next week, but I might start with Sweet Jane because that's such a great song. So, but anyways, Cowboy Junkies, good on them. Hell yeah. Still killing it after all these years. My goodness. Unbelievable. So, but yeah, Horse in the Country was the song on Black Eyed Man 92 RCA. And then we played a long one, Patti Smith before that with Horses, also Land of a Thousand Dances, and ending off with La Merde. From a record called Horses, which came out in 1975 on Arista Records. That was Patti Smith's first solo record. Good grief. And off the top, it was the Rio Statics, a favorite of the show. And we played Horses from Melville, which came out in 1991 on Drog Records. In other words, Dave's Records of Guelph is what that stands for. So there you go. Holy smokes, folks. It's 2:25 in the morning. We're 35 minutes away from heading home and putting our head on the pillow, which will be pretty nice for sure. But before we do that, we better, we want to cover a few things on the concert and event guide because there's stuff going on. So we won't do everything, but we're going to do a little bit of Winterruption. And by the way, Festival de Voyageur announced all their artists for the big festival. So get down to their website and check it out. There's some really good ones, including Zerada, Leaf Rapids, Show Pony. They always do a good job at Festival, for sure. So, but anyways, in the before Festival, we've got Sean Burns in Lost Country, January the 16th. That's at the Legion. At 3-433 River Avenue. So almost right on the corner of River and Osborne. That'll be a cool show. They have cool shows there. That's a wicked little venue. It's so good. The Windups are at the Toad on January the 17th. And then Fear, Negative Charge, and Age of Self are January the 23rd at the West End. Don't know what the tickets are going. I got my ticket for that one, but I know the mezzanine is sold out already. So you might want to go get your ticket right away, because all there's left is the what I'm assuming is going to be standing room only on the ground floor of the West End. But that's going to be a legendary show. I can almost guarantee you that you're not going to be able to see a legendary band like Fear play Winnipeg again. Of course, they're from New York City. And, of course, they were banned from Saturday Night Live. Wonderful. So that's going to be an incredible show. Incredible. Like legends playing the old Winnipeg. So amazing. And that's part of Winteruption, which we're going to get into in depth in a little bit. The band we just heard, Big Sugar, are here on January the 30th at the Club Region Event Center. End of the January here. We got two good ones for you. We've got the Hippo album release show. With Juste Orange, After Work Ritual, No Complacent. And that's going to be at the Osborne Tap House. It's going to be sick. It's going to be great. I may end up doing an interview with Travis and the boys, but I haven't set it up yet, so I better get off my tuchus and get to it. And then the very next night, on January the 31st, also at the Osborne Tap House, it's Sans Regret and Phantom Head and Spectre, friends of the show. And charting, actually, still on CKW. The charts just came out, by the way. If you're curious, CKW_presents is where to check out the charts on Instagram. And they just came out. The new charts just got released. So very cool. And that's actually my friend Tammy's birthday party. So if you know Tammy, I won't say her last name on the radio, but people who go to shows know who Tammy is. She's like a regular. Yeah. And she's awesome. So get out there. Although, of course, with my luck, I have to miss something that I really would have liked to see. And that's Robots of Rush, January 31st, same night at the Pyramid Cabaret. Sheesh. Ex-members, I guess, of Moontan. I thought Moontan were getting back together, but I don't think that's gonna happen. You never know, but anyway. And we'll just do two more. The Offspring and Bad Religion are Saturday, February 14th at Canada Life. I'm looking forward to this next one. Big Trouble in Little China, The Satanic Rites, Nothing, and Career High are February 21st, and that's at the Side Stage down in South Osborne. And yeah, we'll stop there because I want to get a little bit more into Winteruption, which is coming up starting on Tuesday, January the 20th. Who do we got? So on opening night, on the 20th, we're looking at a show at the Park Theater, and it's going to be Ben Notes at 7:30, and then Thumpasaurus is going to be at 8:30. We go to Wednesday, January the 21st, the Handsome Daughter has a bunch of names, a bunch of bands that I don't know who they are, but it sounds intriguing. Tarp, Beth, and Piss are playing at the Handsome Daughter. That I gotta look that up. I don't even know what genre those bands are. Thursday, January the 22nd, things start heating up. Excuse me. Park Alleys has Janet Jacobs and Blue Bloods. Public Domain, Quincy Tellis, Vivek Shera, Mark Avi, and Boniface are playing. The West End has Pro Wrestling. That's sold out. The Pro Wrestling always sells out. Side Stage is Virgo Rising, Motherhood, and Sour Windows. The Handsome Daughter has Leaves Like Tiny Flames, Mark of the Whore, and Death Goals. And then the Park Theater has Kevin McDonald and Friends. And I think there's still tickets for that Kevin McDonald show. And maybe we won't go through all of these, but Friday, January the 23rd. Oh, yeah. So We'll skip a couple. My apologies to these bands, but The Handsome Daughter is featuring Show Pony at 7, Mitchell McCoons, and Neighbor Andy. That'll be a really good show. And then the late shows are going to be, well, French Class, Sweet. I don't know Sean Nicholas Savage, but probably good. And Jane Incorporated is at midnight. So there you go. We're Only Here for the Snacks is going to be at Park Alley's, also on the same day, which is the 23rd of January. And Headspacers playing that night at Park Alley's, and Ojibury are playing. And then at nighttime at Public Domain, we're looking at Luana Moth at 9, Keegan Powell and the Jetpacks at 10, Fake Talks at 11, and Peace Breach is at 12 midnight. And who else should we announce here? Of course, I already announced the Fear show. Shorty's Pizza's having some stuff. Cool. And so what's happening on the 24th of January? Let's see who's on here. It's so The Handsome Daughter's busy, that's for sure. There's going to be Commitment at 6:15, early. Everybody Takes One is at 6:55, Mean Time's at 7:40, and Wildside's 8:20. And the late shows are Sophie Stevens, Jupiter Meltdown, and a Synthetic Friend. And then for the final day of Winterruption, which will be Sunday, June the 25th, we're looking at Christine Fellows, hell yeah. And actually, this guy sounds great. It's Hiss Golden Messenger, who played Folk Festival, which I missed this year, unfortunately, but that's at the West End. So that's pretty sweet. And then Side Stage actually looks pretty good. They got the Haley's, Prairie, who actually Prairie are really good. I saw them. They opened for Holy Void, I think. Was it Holy? I can't remember. But anyways, they were quite good. Strawberry Punch I haven't seen yet, but the Shivas are playing, which is another highlight. If you're into the psychedelic, heavy, you know, maybe stoner type of music, the Shivas are the way to go. So anyways, next week I'm not going to be here because of the doctor appointment, but we're going to have a whole Winterruption music set for you. And because I'm going to run out of time here, because it's already 2:30 in the morning, past 2:30 in the morning, I've got a whole bunch of other stuff planned for next week, including a whole David Bowie set, because Mr. David Bowie has passed away and left us on this planet 10 years ago. And so we're going to celebrate David Bowie's life and do an entire David Bowie set. And we got a whole bunch of other stuff. We got to clean up our year-end review show as well. I mentioned CKW_presents. We're going to start posting up many shows on the CKW. Have sent me their best of lists for 2025. And so starting actually tomorrow, I'm going to start posting all these different unique shows of different genres and what their top picks were for albums, singles, EPs, and also concerts of the year, and in some cases events of the year, which is kind of funny. So stay tuned for that, and go give that's a fan page for CKW, so go give it a like and give it a follow, and there's some pretty cool stuff going on there from I'm a contributor, but there's a whole bunch of other fans and programmers that do that one, so it's kind of a cool mix of posts. So if you're a Instagram person, go check it out. CKW_presents. So there you go. All right, listen, I'm going to do this set now, and then the rest of the stuff has to go probably next week. But listen, there was this cool Instagram post that said, the following albums are turning 50 years old in the year 2026. And I was like, holy cow, I like a lot of these albums. So this is another classic rock set here on Night Danger Radio. We have to start with Aerosmith. But we'll start with them. We'll come back. We'll say goodnight and we'll end off with something. I don't know what we're going to do yet. But it's Aerosmith on CKW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back.
me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come rubber for baby. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
Resist the stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole.
right, this is it. Well, some people try to pick up girls and they get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. And so Pablo Picasso is never called.
Somebody to love.
Can anybody?
Yes, CKW 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is closing her down. It's 2:52 in the morning, people. Jeez. I'm glad you stayed up, though. I'm glad you made it through my irate set earlier. Boy, that was a mean, mean set. But anyways, that's a music set we just played. A lot more positive, for sure. But those are all records that turned are going to turn 50 years old in the year 2026. So we just heard Queen with Somebody to Love from a record called A Day at the Races. And, of course, all these are going to be coming out originally in 1976. And, they've all been remastered two or three times over. But, anyways, The Modern Lovers before that with Pablo Picasso. And from a record called Modern Lovers, actually. David Bowie, who we're doing an entire set of next week, with Golden Years from Station to Station. And off the top was Aerosmith, with Last Child from a record called Rocks. And again, 1976 is when all those records came out. And there's way more of them. I'm going to play two more, actually, to end the show off here. But anyways, pretty good year, 76. Dang. Good grief. But, all right. What do we got to talk about So next week, again, I'm going to pre-record the show. It's going to be a good one. I already got almost the whole thing planned out. I had so many ideas for a show this week, and it's going to spill over into next week. We still haven't finished our year-end review show, and so that'll be part of it next week as well. It was a pretty dang good year for music in 2025. And so, if you missed it, last week was our year-end review show, but we didn't quite finish. We didn't finish this week because I was irate about all the stuff that was happening in the United States. So we had a whole bunch of sets about that earlier if you missed it. And so next week we'll get back to some year-end review stuff. Nardwar, the human serviette, was named as he's being inducted into the Canadian Walk of Fame, I think it is. So we're going to do some Nardwar stuff and some Vancouver, British Columbia stuff and doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot stuff. And we got lots of plans. Bowie, that, year-end review. Trying to think, we got more stuff too, but I can't think of what it is. But anyways, we're gonna have a packed show the week after next, though. We'll be back in the studio as long as we don't catch a cold or something crazy, or as long as there's not a nuclear holocaust. We'll be back in the studio. So thanks so much for joining us. Remember, folks, Fun Drive's coming up February the 6th to the 20th, and that's when we ask you for a little bit of moolah so we can keep this radio station going. You can enjoy all the independent radio. Keep independent radio, alternative radio, community radio alive in Winnipeg. So we're going to be 2 weeks. We're going to ask you to help us get to $60,000. So, listen, thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's definitely appreciated. We're going to end off with two songs from both the Ramones and from Rush. And these are also records that actually turned 50 years old this year. Take care, everyone. See you. Bye.
Beat on the brat, beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Oh yeah, oh yeah. What can you lose? What can you do? brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat with a baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh-ho. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh. You live.